Hello, and welcome to another podcast, a little glance through some of the news stories that were. Were they even worth the paper? I don't know why I don't do more of this online, actually. Then again, you use electricity, don't you? But I nevertheless, I buy a copy of, newspapers to find these stories, read them out on the radio, do little silly jokes about them. I just feel sorry for the trees. They're the ones walking away from it because they're not going to appreciate the humour. And then they get chopped down. So in many ways, a bad day for them. But radio-wise, a good day for radio because we did a show and it came out like this. Hello, I'm Steve. 2 hours of looking through the newspapers and seeing what happens. How was your weekend? Good. I did a couple of gigs down at Bethnal Green in the Backyard Comedy Club. So cheers to everyone who was down there. It was nice, wasn't it? Got some more of those after Edinburgh, actually. On the show today, there's a story about one of the members of Oasis with a very obvious punchline, but we're going to do it nevertheless. The Pope's in the news. He's got advice for you if you're thinking, should we get a pet or something else? There's a joke there about petting. We'll do that later as well. Royal Mail news. By that, I mean the Postal Service, not the bloke who's king. Because obviously Royal Mail. But, yeah. And bishops are in the news as well. Ooh, it's like an actual chess game. Celebrity news. Liam Gallagher's in the news, by the way, and this one is a very obvious punchline, but we're going to do it nevertheless. He's 50, by the way, now, Liam Gallagher. Staff were left stunned when 50-year-old Liam Gallagher popped into a remote chippy for a battered sausage. It's not the battered sausage joke that we're doing, calm down. The Oasis star, 50, also bought fish, chips, peas and a pie at the Toll Bar Fish and Chip in Chip Shop in Stony Middleton, Derbyshire. Apparently he turned up in waterproofs and he was very polite. The obvious joke we're going to say is, oh, so he bought fish, chips, pie and peas. Do you reckon they asked him if he wanted to roll with it? That's the one we're doing. This story is bad news for young people, and I know I attract that young demographic. Because there's a story in the news that Britain's oldest home, which is a prehistoric cave system, is on the market for £2.5 million. The Stone Age site, Kent's Cavern in Torquay, Devon, has been owned by the Power family since 1903. It's on the market, and it will cost you £2.5 million. So if you're a young person thinking, when will I ever be able to afford a studio flat? A cave costs £2.5 million. And it's not even like it's got all the full... It's not wired up, there's no electrics, there's no heating. It literally is less advanced than a studio flat, £2.5 million. So if I were you now, I'd just keep buying avocado if I were you, young people. Don't let them hold you back. The Pope is in the news. Pope news. We don't have a jingle for that, do we? No, surprising, isn't it? Pope Francis has urged people to have more... how to say this nicely. To go forth and multiply, rather than buy pets. The pontiff said that it was selfish and egotistical, making those choices had led to a low birth rate. Now, he's talking about Italy, which I'm surprised that Italy's got a low birth rate. Even the prime minister or whatever they've got over there was absolutely non-stop at the parties, but turns out they've got a low birth rate. And he said, instead of buying pets, you should be romantic with your other half. I didn't realise it was an either or. Because when the other half said, should we get some rescue cats? I didn't realise it was instead of, you know. But still. They're lovely cats, but they're not as... So if I were you, I mean, it's really good news for married couples who have been told to spend more time together in that way. Bad news for the pets, though, isn't it? Because the Pope is against you. That is a bad fight. It's been loads of stuff happening over the weekend with strikes. As I said, I did two gigs down in Bethnal Green at the Backyard Comedy Club. Had to drive down there, just didn't risk getting trains and tubes. Ugh. But the audiences were good, and that's nice, because obviously this weekend it was Eurovision, hosted in this country, so I was worried that we wouldn't get many people turning out to the gig. Turns out, not everyone wanted to see people prancing around making fools of themselves. And other people didn't want to see Eurovision either. Either way, people came to the gig, and good. But there's another piece of industrial news. The boss of Royal Mail has announced that he's stepping down. Simon Thompson said that he would allow the company to move forward under new leadership. The great thing about getting rid of the boss of Royal Mail is you can say to him, yeah, well, your P60's in the post, and He's never going to see that again, and he knows it. Or the P45, whichever one is where you get fired. You can tell I've not had a real job for a while.
Which one is it? I don't know.
Self-assessment, mate. Every so often, we like to keep you up to date by doing some cost of living crisis stuff. Where's the what?
It costs so much.
Thank you, Martin. But this is turning into the opposite of cost of living crisis news. Food prices may have peaked and will start dropping soon, according to supermarket bosses. I mean, they won't, but still, oh, it's nice to even get the hope of it, isn't it? This comes after food and drink price inflation hit 19.2%. Oof. And yet, I've still not lost weight, isn't it? Interesting. Food can go up by 19.2%. I stay the same weight, I just get poorer. Ministers feared that food price inflation would remain stubbornly high, but experts are now predicting that the cost of a weekly shop, it soared by £12, or about £600 a year, but should be on its way back down. I mean, as I say, it's very unlikely to ever be true, but at least we're getting a bit of free hope, and there's very little that's free in this world. We mentioned the Pope on the show today. The Archbishop of Canterbury's in the news as well. The Archbishop of Canterbury was convicted of speeding just days after the coronation of the King. Justin Welby was ordered to pay £510 for doing 25 miles an hour in a 20... Wait a minute, so look at those figures again. He paid £510 for doing 25 in a 20. I mean, normally he's the one who dishes out the forgiveness, but I'd be in favour of that. But anyway, the Archbishop, he was given 3 points on his licence after being caught by a speed camera in his Volkswagen Golf. You don't need to catch him with a speed camera. You know, his boss is omnipotent. He should know if he speeds, he was going to always get caught. But apparently he was convicted and sentenced at a private hearing. And he admitted the offence online. The fine was £300 in order to pay £120 victim surcharge. Who was the victim? And then £90 cost. Wowzers. I mean, you know, his boss moves in mysterious ways, but he moves in really quick ones by the look of it. Now, it's been barely 5-6 minutes since we heard some good news about the cost of living crisis and food could be coming down in the future. Let me ruin that positivity by giving you this story. Holidaymakers face a hotel nightmare because of the soaring room fees in Europe. They're going to go up by more than 50% in a year for the cost of getting a room in Europe. Oh. 3 out of 4 popular cities have jacked up their prices. It's in response to surging demand, they say. Madrid was named as the worst offender. I went on holiday to Madrid once. It got to like 43 degrees Celsius. Stayed in all the time. But there's the two pieces of news then. Food prices in the UK could drop. Hotel prices in Europe could go up. Tell you what I'm doing for my holiday this year. Sitting at home and eating. It's what I've always wanted to do anyway, let's be honest. We're getting into the weird news stories now. Apparently, alligators in Florida are invading populated areas. And do you know why? According to the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the alligators are invading into areas where there are humans because they are looking to mate. Now, how do you tell an alligator, like, sorry, I'm not really into that. What? You're barking up the wrong tree there, my little snappy friend. They will say that in the UK as well, that around October, when there are loads more spiders in your house, they're coming inside to mate again. Oh, when have I even given you the signals that makes you think I'm into that, spiders? Yeah, maybe I'm a leg man and you've got loads of them, but that's not what I mean. But anyway, apparently these alligators are heading into tourist hotspots because they are just stupid, isn't it? Because all the other alligators aren't there. If you're an alligator looking for some alligator action, why not stay where all the alligators are in the swamp? I suppose it's all those handbags, isn't it? They take one look at that and think, oof. Let's leave it there. Podcast done and we're out of stories. That's all I prep, which is bizarre because over the weekend, I buy a newspaper every day to bank up some stories and just never get around to looking at them and then throw them away. So it's terrible, isn't it? But the point is, you can subscribe to wherever you found this. A couple of things that I should mention. I needed a script for the end of the show because there are loads of things I should plug. Subscribe to wherever you found this, and if you could leave us a good review, that would be lovely, especially on Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called. You can do all the social media. The username is at Mr. Stephen Allen for Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and probably others. Ko-fi. I've actually got a Ko-fi link, but I can't remember what it is. Probably at Mr. Stephen Allen or whatever it is. But if you go to the website, somenews.co.uk, which is where I used to write topical comedy bits, but then had a child, so I don't. You can go there, and there's mrstephenallen.co.uk for my website, which, again, there's nothing specific on there that I should... At some point, I will update all of that and have a script for the outro of the podcast. But not today, I won't. Let's do it all again tomorrow. It won't have been done by tomorrow either. Till next time, bye.